why can you leave Eretz Yisrael for a wife, right? Why do you not have to listen to your parents about marriage? Because that's called tzar d'gufa. I mean, you know, you're going to live out of a miserable life. I'm in love with this girl. My father says I can't marry, so I'm not going to marry. I'll miss her the rest of my life. So, you know, tzar d'gufa. But mitzvah Eretz Yisrael is not pushed aside because it's tzar d'gufa. Other rabbis, there's plenty of tzar living in Eretz Yisrael. Right? I mean, there's nicknames, the Yisurin and so on. So therefore, the high time of Ein Ladamas mitzvah, she was Eretz L'kibud of Ein. In any event, of cook, also paskins this way, that you don't have, you can make aliyah even against parental objections. There is one other approach, and this is Mamish finished, to explain what about this medrash. And I saw it in the Meshech Chochma, and then I found the Ravad Yosef says it independently first, and he quotes in the Meshech Chochma as well. And this will answer the whole thing. Why is it that we're not concerned with the medrash? You could say, like the Pasuk Shulchan says, never mind the medrash, we don't pass him from medrash. But somehow you see that everyone took that medrash seriously. So we have to come out with perhaps a different approach. So the Meshech Chochma says, in the beginning of the Sedra, it says, Vayikach Avram as Sarai Ishto. Right? It says Avram took his wife Sarai. So what does it mean he took it? He picked her up. So it doesn't mean he did that. It means that he talked to her politely and talked her into it. It says, well, it should go, it's nice, it's good. Right, the words. He quotes in the Zohar. It says, Vayikach, Mio Mao Vayikach, Ela Imshich Lo B'mili. Right? You know, we should do it. Why did he have to do that? Begin because the less slave shus the barnas the mapik itzol the meyach bara uchra below rusa delay. You can't force your wife to move someplace without your permission. Ask the Meshech Chochma, what are you talking about? The tzarich ian hol eretz so mitzvah kalfa isha sistolalas. I said earlier, the mission the end of Ksubas. The mission end of Ksubas says ordinarily the husband has to pay the wife because they get divorced to pay the value of the Ksuba, right? However, if it can be demonstrated the wife is the one responsible for breaking up the marriage. So then he divorced her without paying the ksuba. That's what the business has to investigate, right? So let's say the couple lives here for 35 years in New York, and suddenly the husband says he wants to move to the North Pole. And she doesn't want to move to the North Pole, so he's going to divorce her, and he has to pay her the ksuba. What if she says she wants to move to the North Pole, I want to move to the North Pole, and you don't want to come? So he can divorce. He doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Why? Because she's the one responsible for breaking up the marriage. He was all content here, and suddenly she has this crazy idea. However, if the crazy idea is to go to Eretz Yisrael, then whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael is in the right. Even though the status quo, they've been living here all these years, whichever one wants to go to Eretz Yisrael is in the right. So if the wife wants to go, she can insist, and if she wants, and he says, no, I'm not going, okay, I want a divorce, he has to pay the ksuba. Or if he says, I want to go, she says, that's a kol malam l'Eretz Yisrael. That's the mission in the ksubas. As I said before, that's why a lot of the beautiful Gemara is about Eretz Yisrael are found in the end of ksubas. So ask the Meshech Chochma, what are we talking about? Dafke, that's the hol Eretz Yisrael mitzvah, the kol fa yisha sishtol alos. That's the sugim ksubas daf kuf yud. Okay, but Gam Kain Haisi Yeshiva says on mitzvah. Okay, it was also a mitzvah, and he brings a proof. Because there was some value to living in Eretz Yisrael then too. Why? Because you see that when Avram, after 10 years of being married to Sarah, then he took, what's her name, Hagar as a shifcha. What do you mean after 10 years? They're married for many years. No, the years outside of Eretz Yisrael didn't count of not having children. Okay, so that's the kasha of Meshech Chochma. So he says, Ulai, it's also a medrash, and I said, Shavrom kana aretz behiluch al mikra kum yisalech baaretz. When did the mitzvah, quote unquote, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael begin? When Avram was kona a share somehow in Eretz Yisrael. When was that? In our sedra. It says, kum yisalech baaretz. Af kuf in Baba Basra. And it's also a medrash rab in our parasha. When Avram Avinu was told by Hashem, kum yisalech baaretz, which the Gemara says means walk and acquire the Maisa Kinyan. That's when Yishuv Eretz Yisrael started. Memela says in Meshech Chochma, at the beginning of the Sedra, when he was told Lech Lecha, there was yet no Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He hadn't been there yet. There was no Kumi Salach Ba'aretz yet. There was no Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael yet. So Memela, he couldn't force Sarah to go. So Memela, the Zohar is right. He had to talk to her in a nice Lashonim. So based on this Meshech Chochma, we can now bring that same story. That's again, Ravad Yosef in the Chuvitz and the Chavadah Chelik Dalot. There's a long horror. So he says the same thing independently, and then he says he found it in the Meshech Chochma. You can say the same thing. You could say that the reason why the Medrash was special dispensation to Avraham Avinu. No, there was no mitzvah. It was only because, you know, the Goyim will say, it looks funny, the guy left his father. But you can't extrapolate from there to any place else, because there was no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to talk about. But when there is mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to talk about, then Taka, the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael wins out over Kibud Avim, which is the position of Aram Rutenberg and the Mabit, and also in more modern times, said the Ben Ishchai and Rav Kook and Rav Yosef Paskins that way and others. So that seems to be the consensus. I'll just conclude reading one line from the Pele Yoetz, a Musa type sefer. It's alphabetical. It's an entry in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, Mitzvah Gedola Al Abonim L'Shtadel V'Chol Ma'od V'Chol Nafshon M'Mebed Nyach Rucha Nachas Ruach L'Avim U'Le'imam L'Hasiyam L'Eretz Yisrael. That's the best thing. You go to Eretz Yisrael and bring the parents with you. That's the right way to do it. Then you solve all the problems. The parents say, I want you to be near me, son. Okay, come with me to Eretz Yisrael. You may make arrangements. That's really the best way. He covered there, Godol, the Alpha, Yisrael, the Chesed. That's, the greatest covet you can do for your parents. Schlep them along, too. Don't put them in a retirement home here. You bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Then they won't object the same way. And Lamaisa, I think in our door, we see that a lot. No, we see that the kids go to Eretz Yisrael. The parents, I hope it happens to me, the parents eventually follow suit. No, I think that Baruch Hashem, in the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, the kids go, Baruch Hashem, a couple of years to learn, and then they want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and eventually, so the parents first come for half a year, and then eventually they get schlepped and they moved on. My father, Baruch Hashem, moved to Eretz Yisrael. That's, after a while, that's somehow things work out. So that's what the Pele Yoetz says. You want to avoid all, he's not addressing our subject. Just bring in, you want to avoid all the problems of going to Eretz Yisrael against parental objection. Very simple. Slap the parents along with you, bring them to Eretz Yisrael. He covers their godel, now please all have a chesed. So Lamaisa, we have, I think, a machlokes, but it seems that the overwhelming, not overwhelming, but the majority, the Pasa Shulchan and the later poskim seem to say that it is okay to go to Eretz Yisrael even against the objection of the parents, although Sternbach is somewhat hesitant about it. I also think there's a tshuva, I forgot to mention, there's a tshuva from Tzitz Eliezer, where he outlined some of these dinim, and I think that's more or less the consensus. But although there were, the Chai Odom and the Haflor are, important, the Chorim says on whom to rely the other way, but again, the best thing may be to do the Eitz of the Talayot and try and bring the parents along. Okay. Next Thursday night we'll go back to Thursday. Also, I hope to start the Motzei Shabbos Shurim, we'll end this Motzei Shabbos. So about an hour or so after Shabbos, what's about 6 o'clock or something? 10 o'clock? I forgot exactly. But about an hour after Shabbos, starts the Motzei Shabbos.
Did anybody ask about Tzaras?
No.
So said that he had a talk Tzaras. What about Tzaras? People keep it out there.
That's a good question. Tzaras father, once you get married, the wife's responsibility for parents is lessened. Her father was dead already. Her father was Horan, right? So Horan had already died. Almost Horan, I'll play Terachavi. So Horan was dead. I don't know about the mother.
Actually, I have a whole gestalt.
Yeah.
That what convinced Terach to move out of
the first place? Yeah.
That's it.
The
Vayikach Terach at North, at
Yeah.
Sarai, Eshet Avraham, Kalato. Right? What do you mean, Sarai, Eshet Avraham, Kalato? I mean, it's saying twice the same thing.
Right.
Sarai. Until Sarai came into the picture, the relationship between Abraham and Terach were terrible. I mean, this was the most...
he broke his idols, whatever.
He gave him to be banned by Nimrod.
Right.
But when Sarai came in,
yeah.
Sarai changed the picture. And Sarai influenced Terach to come with them.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it says Sarai, Eshet Abraham. But
yeah,
that's not the point. She was Kalato.
He had a relationship with her. Oh, right.
So she really did what Pele Yoetz said.
Right. She slept in.
She slept in.
Okay, good.